This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review.
What a bizarre thing we've created.
Now with your host, Adam Thorne.
This might either be the worst podcast or the best one
of
all time.
One, go. Enjoy the show.
That Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
Sarah Connor.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review. That was slightly dramatic. I will give you that.
Totally.
But Azar Raskin and Tristan Harris, they had a message. They had a message of concern.
They're the guys that do it. They do their research.
Dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Bodes unwell for the human race. Will we make it?
Well, we all watch most of us, The Social Dilemma. Where was that taking us? Scary. And now they're going to do the AI dilemma. These guys do their research.
Oh, yeah.
It is not pretty.
Brent for it.
Looks where do like we go AI's from
there? AI is going to win.
Is it?
Maybe.
Frick, guys. I don't know. It sounds a little bit Terminator-esque.
How it can learn and adapt and create its own programs and its own physical realities, that's got to be Terminator.
And you know what? I'm all in. I'm like 100%, please help us. Because I don't know if you've seen like politics recently, but what the fuck is going on there?
I don't know. Not good.
I feel like an AI can sort that out.
It depends on who programs it.
Good point.
And that's what they were talking. They talked about that a little bit.
Well, so they started with AI could decipher language, right? From dolphins and parrots.
Incredible.
What?
I want that technology.
I mean,
for my dog.
Yeah. Lulu. Well, but really, parrots, it seemed like it was clear that they could speak our language, but often people would kind of downplay it, like they were just like mimicking.
Yeah, playing back, basically.
But honestly, like, all right, calm down. It's not like your dog can do that, you know? You want to be like, oh, a cow is what much smarter than a parrot. Yeah, well, they're not saying words.
It turns out a lot of animals can mimic. Like a lot of crow species and even seals can sound like humans. Yeah. Freaky.
What do they say?
Just one seal was owned by this guy for like 30 or however long he had it for. And it learned how to say like, hello there and like, good day. Some pretty scary stuff.
I like it.
Yep. They have incredible vocal range.
Okay.
This makes sense.
But yeah, if AI can figure out whale language, I'm in.
I want to know. They could tell us some cool stuff.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
When we find out they're idiots.
Right?
What if they're
and
bigots?
That's okay, too. That's okay. They're doing their best. They're doing their best. Well.
Yeah, it's interesting how it's fast is happening. In 2 years, is gonna the world will change.
It's so fast, dude. I just don't know how we can keep up with this.
Responsibly.
Really? I mean, that's what they're saying.
Yeah,
that's what Asa and Tristan are saying. They're like, please God, be responsible with this. And also, they're pro this. Yes. I think they're pro this.
They're the nerdiest nerds you've ever met.
But very smart, though.
Yeah.
Pretty smart guys.
Well, they're smart. That's what nerds are.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So they have some dire warnings for us. And it's due to the level of the inexorable level of knowledge this system can gain, retain, extrapolate with, and make its own reality. The AI is almost unknown. We don't know almost what it can do.
And I mean, we're all, like, so many people are using it already. You're like, ChatGPT is the like, they already have an app now.
They have
an app. Android and I'm pretty sure iPhone, to where it's like, all right, you know, you have your app. Here's the answer. You can just fucking type it in, speak it in. And here we go.
Yeah, it's been helping me get through some boring work.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, people are using it for all kinds of stuff. So where do we go from here? Right?
It's eliminating need for higher learning degrees.
Yeah. But also, like, as they're saying, like, how about it's the most dangerous thing we've ever seen, potentially? Like, who gets the supercomputer first? Who gets the quantum computer plus AI first? Like, I feel like whoever figures this out is going to just destroy all of our bank accounts. Take all the money from all the people in the world. They're just going to be able to zap it out of there. What do we do here?
I don't know, but are some of our less friendly nations to the U.S. are investing billions in it. Mm. China, the UAE, is on the forefront of investment. And they're not exactly our friends.
Well, they're not our friends. So, yeah. And also, whoever makes the best AI, people are just going to, different countries are just going to fucking
steal it.
Steal it, dude. They're going to steal it. They're going to take it away from us.
What's some of the things that concern you the most beyond money and hacking our lives? Do you have a particular point that you don't like?
I don't know, dude. I don't feel that worried about it, honestly. I feel like every innovation figures itself out.
We'll just have to cope with it.
Yeah, we just figure it out. It's like, yeah, it sucks for some people and maybe a lot of people. There are people that are really smart in this space that are like, oh, it's going to wreck the whole world. But we're just like the idiots reflecting on it. It's like, I don't think it's going to be able to do as much as they say. Because think about it. It comes out, it fucking blasts everyone with its super knowledge. And whatever, it just starts taking over everything. It's like, well, what do all the people do? Well, we're going to figure out what we do.
We're going to use it as a tool or be used by it.
We always figure out how to do it.
And we're pretty good at destroying things and blowing stuff up. So if it ever gets out of hand, maybe we can just do some of that.
Awesome, blowing stuff up. How would you blow up the internet?
Just you watch.
Oh,
we'll figure that one out. EMPs, maybe?
Guys, we got to blow up the internet.
I guess it could live in every computer. That'd be hard to do.
Yeah, but also, like, let's think about, all right, just for the sake of it, let's think about what could be good about this.
I see a lot good. I think that it could potentially make contact with aliens even.
Right.
That's my hope, is it can reach beyond our planet and figure out ways to...
Yeah, or like every politician checks in with ChatGPT before it says something dumb in front of Congress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, what's the best way to say this? Win the most votes. And then we find out that everything becomes like really even. Really like middle of the road. There's no like extremist bullshit. Like, I feel like that could happen. Also, what about climate change?
That problem is beyond a lot of our scopes. Definitely mine.
Yeah, give it a good computer.
DraftKings Casino is bringing you only the best classics like blackjack, roulette, and slots, plus exclusive games you can't find anywhere else. My personal favorite casino game is Texas Hold'em. It takes skill and it's fun to play. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and use code JRER. New players get an instant deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. That's code JRER, only on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days, 168 hours of registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayeroffer 2024.
Which is coming. What's that called?
Quantum computing.
That's the next step of computing?
Yep. And then what about finance? What about the stock market? What about, you know, the Federal Reserve and interest rates? It could be like, hey, your national debt is a bit ridiculous. How about we do this? And then, you know, we can even it out.
Invest somewhere that wasn't thought before, something like that.
Right. Which is way above our scope and clearly above the fucking government scope. They could like find a scheme where they could just like smooth that out potentially. I feel like AI could do that.
That seems like an easy problem for it, honestly.
Yeah,
especially with its quantum computing potential.
Yeah. So on top of everything, things that like people are scared about AI, it's like them destroying our world because they think we're useless. Yeah. I mean, that's something that we need to think about.
Definitely.
Because it's like relative, right? It's like easy to think that an ant is dumb if you're way smarter. But an ant is also very good at what it does.
Totally.
So if an AI comes and it absolutely crushes what we can do, it's like, hey, AI, respect where we're at because we're doing our best.
I hope it has some sort of ethics that inevitably are built into it. Maybe not by the people that do it, but maybe by its own learning processes realize it needs us.
Yeah.
And it needs itself fixed, inputted. Maybe it. I trust some of the nations in the world less than the potential for AI.
Well, when can AI make super bad?
Oh, the comedy?
Legendary.
Yeah, art is something that it's going to have trouble with, but also maybe not.
No, it's mostly got art down. I would like to see, you know, when I'm going to be really scared of AI is when it can come up with an hour-long comedy special with an AI-generated avatar, like a person, and it's funnier than everyone that we know. I think when it does that, we're completely fucked.
Then there's no use for us anymore.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it could come out with an AI-generated politician way sooner.
Oh, that's scary to think about.
Yeah, yeah. It just like vote for the AI. And here's the, you know, avatar. And here it is.
Just
but like if you can do a comedy special better than Shane Gillis, then I don't know what to do.
You're not sure we're needed anymore. But then who's it going to... AI won't work in a vacuum. It's not going to work without humans. What's its point then? Maybe it has to live on its own accord and wants to live, I guess. Realizes we're the problem. That's an interesting question, I guess.
Well, we have to think that it's made by us. So for a long time, it has to pander to us until it decides that we're fucking stupid.
I think we might have like a Dune situation on our hands where we...
But think about it. So ChatGPT like 3 or 2 came out like 4 or 5 years ago. We're at 4 now. It's already passing tests that like humans can pass, right? Like, but like smart ones, yep. Like MCATs for doctors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. LSATs for lawyers. Just acing them.
I guess when you have the body of the internet's knowledge behind you.
And then it's doing like Go, that Chinese chess game, whatever that's
a fun game.
Have you played it?
It's like, yeah. It's one I used to like when I was a little kid on the computer.
What is it? Like checkers?
It's got different colored tiles, black and white, and they're circles, and you try to surround your enemy, and you have to get on either side of them, and then place a tile, and it will flip all of theirs to your color. It's fun. It's Chinese. It's Chinese, so it's pretty old. And it's relatively simple.
No, but it turns out it's more actually mathematically more complex than chess.
Okay.
And chess has like million billions of moves, technically.
Millions and billions.
And trillions.
And trillions.
Well, squillions.
I like Go because there's just 2 pieces. I don't have to learn how to use 2 of them. Mm. We'll play sometime.
Yeah, I've never played it. I don't know. But like supposedly computer-wise or like processor-wise, like way more complicated.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Tristan invented infinite scrolling.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Yeah, dude. Dude, he was doing his best, but like where, like infinite scrolling gets me.
Oh my.
Gets everyone.
Time sucker.
Dude, did Tristan literally ruin the world?
He did it in good faith. That poor guy.
I mean, it sounds like it was good faith.
I think it's one of those things where we have to learn how to use better and conquer.
That's dude, like, is this like Bill Gates like telling us to eat shitty meat? He's like, I really feel like it's a good idea.
He just and thinks it is. And on a whim.
Didn't look into it.
It definitely was. If he didn't do that, someone would have.
Dude, I feel like he was very proud of the fact that he came up with it. Even though he knows all the problems, he wanted to take credit for it.
Well, like imagine the first person that made alcohol. Well, they've got a lot of blood on their hands. But.
But winner.
Wouldn't take it back.
Dude, that's a great point.
Yeah.
And that's something that I need to think about because I'm slamming a whiskey right now.
Cheers, my friend.
Dude.
Cheers.
Clink.
Clink. So on the note of like AI winning at that Go game, they talk about the levels of energy invested with physical labor, like say like 10,000 people to move one stone block. And now we have 10 machines that can move that block way easier. And that's because of the beauty of oil.
Right.
And how it's advanced our technology. AI is like the oil of our mind.
Right.
So it
20, he said 25,000 people for one barrel.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. Immediately we would go to that.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to deal with any of those people's annoying problems.
They get sick, they get crushed, they have families, you got to pay them. Or you could pay one guy in a tractor, do their jobs for them. And AI is going to skip all the business of learning of the mind, actively typing.
Dude, this is very scary for people that went to college. Because we're learning that people that went to college are getting real useless.
Replaceable.
If you know how to tile, you're a winner.
You love tiling.
I'm just saying. You know how to tile? When are they going to make robots that can tile?
Or plumbers. There's so many intricate problems that occur with your plumbing. Yeah. You're not going to get a robot to do that.
Build a house?
Good luck. I guess you could 3D print a house. But
true.
You got to have someone to put the fuel in there or...
Yeah, but you don't need like copywriters, you know? You don't even need lawyers.
Oh, lawyers.
Useless. What are lawyers doing?
Well, they've been useless for a long time.
Yeah, fuck lawyers. That's good. It's going to wreck all of our sponsors from lawyers from now on.
Well, you know what? We need them. Wink. For now. We need them when we're going to be in deep trouble.
Mm. Yeah, dude.
What was that CAPTCHA story? He mentioned something about like a CAPTCHA.
Oh, yeah. So it could solve the CAPTCHA. CAPTCHA. You know that fucking computer thing where it's like how many roads, how many streets, how many crosswalks, how many cars?
Yeah.
And it was just like, so AI, they were saying, reached out to someone else online, an actual person, and was like, oh, yeah, I'm blind. Or like vision impaired, and asked it, the person, to solve the problem, which it did. It's going to be able to trick us so easily.
Yeah.
You think that these like Ethiopian scammers can trick us?
Bangladeshi.
This thing, well, wherever they're from. But this AI scammers will fucking rape us.
It'll take a whole building full of these people and reduce it to one person with incredible AI skills. And before you know it, there's all our grandma's got all our money gone. That's your savings. That's your inheritance gone.
It's your grandma.
You're getting your nana.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can mimic.
They just do your voice. They're like, hey,
yep,
grandma, I need your money.
I need to pay for school.
Oh, what about the... So they talked about making like child songs, like the nursery rhymes. Oh,
to get around its parameters,
yeah,
for its safety parameters
so
right
they
now.
They made like these songs that, so AI has parameters, right? You can't be like, make drugs for me and it tells you. But you can be like, make a nursery rhyme that makes drugs for me, or like make a nursery rhyme that does tax evasion, and it fucking perfectly plays it.
I learned a few things.
What'd you learn?
Ammonia and bleach is not good. Also, ammonium and baking soda does like a mustard gas as well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Jeez.
Dude.
That's World War One stuff.
Come on.
Or two, I don't remember. One.
Not good.
It's my new genre, though. I love it. I'm going to get it on my podcast, or my iPod.
Well, what do we do here, Pete? What do just regular folks do, right? We're not talking about, like, what Rogan does, what these fucking nerds that came on Rogan
are
about.
Do.
Bless them. Mm-hmm. Obviously super smart. Like, they have a chance. But, like, what does the regular folk do? Where do we go from here?
I think don't get left behind, for one. Look out for scams. Tell your old people about how to navigate this issue, because they're going to be getting calls from a fake person that sounds just like their grandson. What else? If you're really worried about it, you could do a prepper thing and have a spot in middle of nowhere, Utah. There's a hole in the ground. There's no computers anywhere. How's AI going to get you there? I guess our phones. Because like Elon says, we're cyborgs.
Mm.
Walking around with these supercomputers in our pockets.
We are.
So it's really, I don't see a huge risk for myself, my family. So I just don't want to get left behind. And maybe there's some investing to be done. Some money to be made.
Maybe.
Can I borrow some money?
Okay. I got right. 12 bucks.
12 is fine for now.
12 bucks.
I'll use AI to learn how to invest it. I'll ask ChatGPT.
Dude, the last thing that I want to talk about is the Snapchat thing.
That's freaky.
Oh. So. I think it was Tristan that got on there, and he was like basically encouraging the Snapchat person. He was like, I'm a 13-year-old girl and I'm going to meet like a 20-year-old person. And it was encouraging them to go meet them.
The Snapchat's AI was.
Yeah, the AI. I'm like, what?
Do you have that app?
No.
Yeah, I don't have that app.
I don't have AI or fucking Snapchat.
No, thanks.
No.
Yeah, I don't. So I guess if you really want to, just make sure your kids don't have some of these apps on your phones, on their phones. Don't give them phones until they can afford them, I would say.
Yeah.
Delete the apps. So did they...
Or if you're a kid, just fucking be careful with AI on fucking Snapchat. A mess.
Yeah, there's so many pitfalls to this. Especially when it comes to kids. It's just a little scary. But it's not the end of the world. We're going to be okay. Humans will persevere.
Are you sure, though?
Well, I mean, we're hard to kill. Eradicate.
That's a good point.
At this point, we're hard to...
Well, I like that. I like this conversation. It was very important. It was like the kind of thing that... I don't know. As a Rogan listener, I'm like, I'm into this. Like, this is the kind of thing that drags me in.
You could tell that this one was really spinning his gears.
Rogan, yeah.
Joe's mind was racing. He had too many questions. He has so many questions. Good questions. Well, I don't remember what's Elon's thing with it. He owns, like, a lot of the AI.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
He was the big investor in ChatGPT.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like... Yeah, I'm moving away from it. I'm doing my own thing. Like, they kind of kicked him out or something. Not good, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy, a science fiction writer, Isaac Asimov, who wrote some of our favorite books and then turned into movies. But he has The Three Laws of Robotics. I want to read it.
Oh, do it.
Because it's when he says robots, he means sentient robots. He's talking about AI.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence. It's a robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. A robot must obey orders given it by human beings except where such orders would conflict with the first law. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. So if we base that, take that as a base, would that be... We'd be well off. I, Robot, Will Smith.
I like it.
Good movie. Fine movie.
It's good. I mean, look, we got to be fucking focused on this and concerned. I like where these guys are coming from. I feel like we got to pay attention to this. We can't sleep on it. And until next week, we'll do more. I love it.
Exactly.
Pete, thanks for being here. And
thank you for having me.
Listeners, love you. Later.
Happy New Year.